You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns. This podcast is here to serve one purpose, and that purpose is to make your next 20 minutes much more enjoyable than the last 20 minutes, unless you were listening to the previous episode of The Football Hour. Let's begin, shall we? How have you been, football friends? Is life treating you well? I sincerely hope it is. You know something? I was sat here thinking, hasn't it felt like an absolute age since we last spoke? A lot can change in 7 days in football. Think about it. Man City can be really bad and lose a lot of football matches. Man United can attack. Pogba can be bad. Pogba can be good. Cristiano Ronaldo can still score mind-bending goals, making you question how on earth that bloke is 33 years old. Arsenal can win a football match. Leeds, as per, cannot win a football match. Football rarely change, if you're a Leeds United fan. On this very exciting podcast journey, we are taking the National Express from Lancashire to London. A fairly hefty journey, so strap your seatbelts on and hold your nose if you're sat next to the toilets, because we've all been on a National Express bus and no one wants to be in that position. We are heading, though, to London because we are heading to Vicarage Road to count down the seven of the best Watford players ever. Last week, we crowned Nat Lofthouse as Bolton's greatest ever player. Big love, as always, goes out to every 7OTB player and football friend who gave that podcast a listen. If you're sat there confused, wondering what the hell is going on, let me explain, football friends. Each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. The reason I give you these booming, godlike podcasts where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest football game in the land, 7OTB. If seven of the best was a dinner, or as I like to call it, tea, it would be your favourite takeaway in front of the sofa with a cool, cold beer. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the land. Five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and simply, to finish it off, one draw. Us lucky 7OTB players, try each week for the £250 individual prize. If you score the most, you win. Fairly simple. The £700 team cash prize is on offer every week. That's where you and your mates combine your scores together, the highest combined score, and you and your mates, your footy friends, are spending £700 together. It's not bad, is it? However, the big prize, the one that gets everyone excited, the one 7OTB has on offer. If you get seven of the best 4 game weeks in a row, you will win £1 million. And best of all, this game is totally free. All you have to do is head to our website, 7otb.com. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on if I was lucky enough to win. And I was thinking, it's got to be tickets to the World Cup. Every single England game. I don't know why I put myself through that torture, but it's the World Cup. Come on, England. But, though, it is in Russia, so I would have to hire out some security because I think the Russian hooligans might beat me up because I'm very, very soft. And maybe they're not fans of the podcast. Anyway, moving on. What's coming up on the podcast? Well, we'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for the Hornets. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Watford players via our Twitter account, at The Football Hour. I'll be talking about my really good score last week, ruined by Chelsea and my football team, Leeds United, of course. Don't they ruin my life enough without affecting my 7OTB life? Well, they've affected that as well. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what were his key talking points from last weekend. Paul Pogba, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan of the podcast, keep your ears open for that one. Then we'll be walking you through my predictions for week 37, and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 this very Saturday, the 14th of April. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Watford players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Trevor Sinclair, Devon White, or Albert McLenaghan. famed for throwing himself onto the ground whilst trying to take a long throw-in. What we'll be doing is focusing on the cream of the yellow crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Watford. Here we go at number seven, Tony Cotton. Few would question the standing of Tony as Watford's greatest ever goalie. He started his 19-year career with a penalty save in the first minute of his professional debut for Birmingham City in 1980. And Graham Taylor parted with £300,000 to bring the keeper to Vicarage Road in 84. During 6 years with the Hornets, he played 291 times. Despite conceding five against Everton on his Watford bow, Cotton went on to lift the Player of the Season trophy an unprecedented three times before a £1 million move to Man City in 1990, where he received the same honour twice. To this day, Watford fans are struggling to come to terms with why they sold him. He left City in 96 after 196 outings and short spells followed with Man United and Sunderland, but injury forced his retirement soon after. He subsequently returned to Old Trafford as Sir Alex's goalkeeping coach for a decade, and after spells scouting for Wigan and Bolton, Cotton is now Aston Villa's head of goalkeeper recruitment. Number 6, Troy Deeney. Where to start with Troy? The Birmingham-born forward was plucked out of the West Midlands non-league football by Walsall in 2006 and went on to score 27 goals from just over 100 starts in 3.5 years with the Saddlers. Signed for initial £250,000 from Walsall on the eve of the 2010-2011 Deeney was often deployed as a sub and asked to perform a bustling wide midfield role in his early days at Vicarage Road. Deeney's most memorable goal in Watford colours remains his final strike of 20 during the 2012-2013 season, an unbelievable injury time winner in the Championship playoff semi-final with Leicester City. Despite moments before Manuel Almunia saving from Anthony Knockhart's penalty, it was truly the stuff of Hornets folklore. Deeney then firmly etched his name in Watford FC history books, becoming the first player in the club's history to hit over 20 goals in three successive seasons, with a 21-goal haul in the 2014-2015 campaign. The Golden Boys forward captained the Hornets to Premier League promotion, taking home both the player and the player's player of the season awards, and duly signed a new 5-year contract ahead of the Premier League campaign that followed. Deeney netted his 100th Hornets goal in the 1-1 Premier League draw with Crystal Palace on Boxing Day 2016, and again reached double figures last season. Number 5, Nigel Gibbs. Local lad Nigel made his debut under Graham Taylor for Watford in the UEFA Cup third round tie at the age of just 18. Gibbs went on to establish himself as a regular member of the first team, despite his young age, producing constantly impressive performances, eventually becoming an ever-present figure at right-back for the club. After winning the Player of the Season award in 92, Gibbs was appointed club captain, but the next campaign proved to be a struggle after the defender suffered a long-term injury that would see his first team appearances severely restricted for the next couple of years. Despite the setback, Gibbs recovered and went on to make 411 league appearances for the club, more than any other except Luther Blissett and Duncan Welborn. Number 4, Richard Johnson. An integral part of Graham Taylor's 99 promotion winning side, Johnson made well over 200 appearances for the Hornets and scored 7 goals in the Hornets' Division 2 title winning season. Johnson's ability to strike the ball from long distance was a crucial part of his game and soon became a trademark of the Australian midfielder. His talents were not limited to fierce efforts from 30 yards out, however. They did produce several memorable goals, including a spectacular volley against Bristol City and a thunderous effort to clinch a late win against Wolves. Number 3, Tommy Mooney. An iconic figure at Vicarage Road, Tommy Mooney's popularity among Watford supporters came from a relentless battling approach to the game and the odd goal. Mooney's scoring run in 99 fueled the club's dramatic surge into the Premier League. He scored the only goal in a famous 1-0 victory over Liverpool at Anfield, giving the Hornets their first victory of their inaugural Premier League campaign. despite an unfortunate injury that kept him out of the majority of that Premier League season. Mooney returned the following year in a determined fashion, scoring 18 goals for the Golden Boys. Revered at the Vic to this day, in 2006, Mooney took a ticket in the away end at Old Trafford, watching the Hornets, and spent the entire 90 minutes being serenaded by his adoring travelling faithful. Number 2, John Barnes. Arguably the most gifted player to ever wear the yellow of Watford, John Barnes cost the club a full set of kit when signed from Sudbury Court in 81. A modest transfer fee, but it soon became apparent with the Hornets, they had unearthed a real gem in the skillful winger. Just 17 when making his debut, Graham Taylor's side were promoted during his first season at the Vic, and they finished their maiden top flight campaign as runners-up, with Barnes contributing 10 goals. His glittering form in Hertfordshire resulted in an England call-up at the age of 19, and he scored a famous solo goal in Brazil while on Watford's books. During 6 seasons, he scored 83 goals in nearly 300 outings and earned a £900,000 transfer to Liverpool in 87. Barnes enjoyed a successful laden decade at Anfield, twice winning the PFA Players' Player of the Year award, as Liverpool secured 2 league titles, 2 FA Cups and 1 League Cup. He was capped 79 times by England and also turned out for Newcastle and Charlton before sadly hanging up his boots back in 99. He subsequently tried his hand at management with Celtic, Tranmere and the Jamaican national team, but it was as one of the country's most talented footballers that Barnes will be best remembered. Here we go. Watford's greatest ever player, Luther Blissett. The Hornets' all-time record appearance maker and goalscorer, the stats don't lie when it comes to Luther. After progressing through the club's youth ranks, the prolific centre-forward went on to score 186 times in 503 outings during 3 separate spells at Vicarage Road, after making his initial debut in 75. A key part of Watford's rise from the 4th division to a second place top flight finish in 82-83. Blissett became the Hornets' first senior international when scoring a hat-trick on his debut against Luxembourg for England. After a year in Italy with AC Milan, the Jamaican-born striker returned to the Vic for another successful stint from 84 to 88, at which point he moved to Harry Redknapp's Bournemouth and found the net more than 50 times in 2.5 seasons at Dean Court. He was brought back home to Hertfordshire by Steve Perryman for a further 2-year spell in 91, and later served under Graham Taylor once more as part of the club's coaching staff. He is 7 of the best and the Football Hour's greatest Watford player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own 7 of the best Hornets players, all you have to do is tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBW. FC with your selections. Now on to 7 of the best matters. We are talking Ledley King, and Ledley was complimenting Man United and Paul Pogba on a 7 talking points from the weekend's games article on our website. Mr. King said this: Man City didn't realise their dream of clinching the Premier League title at the Etihad after a thrilling Manchester derby ended 3-2. Paul Pogba was the centre of attention before kickoff with his light blue hair. I'm not having that, by the way. That wasn't Ledley King saying that. That's me. And took centre stage in the second half when he netted twice in 2 minutes to make it 2-2. Chris Smalling's volley completed the dramatic comeback for United, who have now beaten every side in the Premier League this season. As well as writing us articles for our website, Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of 7 of the best. His team are this: Paul Robinson, former England goalie; Sean Wright Phillips; Titus Bramble; Jermaine Genus; Robbie Keane; Peter Crouch; and Sir Ledley King. The legends scored a low weekly score though this week, 77 points this weekend, finishing outside the top 30. Ledley grabbed 18 points, he normally does very well, while Jermaine Genus bagged 16, and both Paul Robinson and Sean Wright Phillips got 15. They were let down by Robbie Keane, just a measly 10. If you want to set up your teams like Ledley has done with his mates, all you have to do is go to Manage My Team section on our website and send your mates an email, and they can set it up through that. If your team gets the highest score that game week, you share £700 between you. It's all getting rather exciting on Seven of the Best for a number of our players. Listen to this. No player could make it to stage three on the road to the £1 million jackpot last weekend, but there are now 9 players on step two. 57 players got all 7 correct last week, while a further 304 just miss out with 6. So, 9 players are 2 weeks away from winning £1 million. That is exciting, and it also shows that this game is worth playing. If you are good at your predictions, you need to get onto it. Talking of good with the predictions, well, or bad with the predictions, here were my results from last week. I scored 19 points, and this is how it went. I went for my banker Arsenal. They got me 4 points. Then I went for Spurs, 3. Then Derby, 3 more points. Millwall, 3 more points. And guess what? Alex Mearns got the draw correctly guessed. Bournemouth 2, Crystal Palace 2, scoring me 4 points. But then I went for a home win for Leeds United. Why did I think they were going to do it? Because they drew with Sunderland. Then Chelsea drew with West Ham. Very close games. I could have finally got 7 of the best, but I'll have to make do with 19 points. It wasn't too bad. Let's hope I can go 2 steps further this game week, week 37. These are my predictions. Gone for wins for Peterborough, Wolves, Fulham, Derby, Liverpool. My banker is Man United at home to West Brom. Then my draw, Burnley versus Leicester, 2 very good sides, and I think it's going to be a draw for Burnley at Turf Moor. To enter your predictions, head to our website 7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. You must make your selections for week 37 by 2:45 this very Saturday, 14th of April. It's free to enter, and you can play your way to £1 million. You are always 4 weeks away from that £1 million. Follow 7 of the Best Football on Twitter. Then, just like their Facebook page. Come on, it's free. You can do it. Then, I wish you good luck for this weekend on the game. And we'll speak next week. Thank you, 7 of the Best, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you, Watford, for having 7 truly brilliant players. And thank you, you football friends, for listening to me, Alex Mearns, on the Football Hour.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.